It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, champ. Thanks for downloading the 272nd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, and when our rock star buddies come to town, we include our Sonic sessions in here as well. Live to digital acoustic performances. Past artists including Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, and even the legendary Pixies. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to follow me on Facebook or at Laneroo, LayneRoo on Twitter.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Katy Perry has been revealed as this year's Super Bowl halftime entertainment. Now, while I don't count myself among her fans, the promo features robots, unicorns, and even a fire-breathing shark. So it'll be a spectacle of nothing else. You know, I still love the old Kelly Oxford quote, Katy Perry is what Hugh Hefner would do if he got his hands on Zooey Deschanel. Ooh, and great news, heavy drinkers are rarely alcoholics. A new study reveals that frequently binging on booze doesn't make you an alcoholic. While one in three may meet the definition for a heavy drinker, only one in 10 also meet the criteria to be considered an alcoholic. So there you go. You don't drink alone because you're an alcoholic. You drink alone because you're bad company and you have no friends. Wait, that's not better, is it?
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 26th of November, less than a month till Christmas, two more days till Black Friday. And hey, look at this. Gian Gomeshi has dropped his lawsuit against the CBC. $50 million lawsuit. I don't think it's a big surprise he dropped the lawsuit. I think the real question is, what's he going to do next? Can't imagine too many women would be interested in having him as a co-worker. Maybe he could work as a security guard at the gates of hell. Ooh, and this is interesting. Prince has deleted his Facebook and Twitter accounts and took all of his videos down from YouTube. Still unclear why, but I'm pretty sure every comedian in the world will speculate it's in preparation to party like it's 1999. Yeah. And hey, did you know that coffee gets spilled more often than beer? Sort of weird, because when you're drinking beer, you're not always the picture of balance and stability. Researchers explain, though, it all has to do with the bubbles. When tested, beers with more foam sloshed around less when carried, and experts say it's because the foam actually absorbs some of the energy of the moving liquid. Kind of like it's its own lid, only you can drink it.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
U.S. Thanksgiving, and what is for dinner aboard the International Space Station? Irradiated smoked turkey? Thermostabilized candied yams, freeze-dried green beans and mushrooms, freeze-dried cornbread dressing, and thermostabilized cherry blueberry cobbler. I don't know about you, but to me, even boogers sound more appetizing. Hey, I thought this was interesting, too. Have you ever noticed that outside of that Adam Sandler thing, there aren't any Thanksgiving songs? And even that one was originally a Hanukkah song. Well, there is a reason. Christmas stole them. In fact, Jingle Bells was composed in 1857 by James Pierpont for children celebrating Thanksgiving. The title was One Horse Open Sleigh. It was such a smash hit that, he sung it again 2 years later and changed the title to Jingle Bells. And it's also Jaleel White's 38th birthday. TV's Steve Urkel. Hey, did you know he appeared opposite Bill Cosby in a Jell-O commercial? Sort of funny because Jaleel White's character was always such a geek on the show, but in real life, he's actually a pretty cool guy. Who could have guessed that Bill Cosby was, likewise, very different from the character he played on TV?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, much of the province was under a snowfall warning yesterday, with some places getting as much as 50 centimeters. Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure the reason snowfall is measured in centimeters is because inches would lead to too many pervy jokes. Think about it. You say something like, hey, I got your 18 centimeters right here, ladies. I'm sure most women would have no idea what you were talking about until you winked. But be sure to savor that wink, because that might be the last time you can open that eye. At least till the swelling goes down. And wow, more proof about how quickly the internet turns on people. U2 and Bono were named the least influential figures of 2014 by GQ. ahead of Barack Obama, and even Donald Sterling. Disturbing that people are more apt to listen to a racist than somebody who breaches the sanctity of our iPods. And earlier this week, Scott Stapp's wife said the Creed singer was back on drugs and she was seeking a divorce. Well, Stapp hit the internet with a series of videos insisting someone stole all his money. The IRS froze his accounts and he's broke and living in a Holiday Inn. Interesting too, his room is on the third floor. He was originally on the main level though, but then he asked the front desk, "Can you take me higher?"
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Welcome to Cyber Monday, everybody. The caboose on the consumerism express that is Black Friday. You know, a lot of people used to think Black Friday was just sort of a U.S. thing. Not only is it really picking up traction here, especially this year, but the U.K. has really glommed onto it this year, too. Cyber Monday is sort of touted by retailers as, you know, the best day to get that deal online and all the stuff you didn't manage to pick up on Black Friday. And a hot new fashion trend for 2015, dyeing your armpit hair. That's women dyeing the color of their armpit hair. Yeah, fun colors like peacock blue. You know, I feel like women have sported progressively less and less body hair over the years. Now, I'm not endorsing the trend, nor do I oppose it. It seems like a lot of maintenance, really. But for decades, if not longer, women have waxed, shaved, shocked, tweezed pretty much every follicle that wasn't on their scalp. Fashion really only had one direction to go here. And finally, movie news, a teaser for Star Wars: The Force Awakens hit the internet late last week. You know, I'm not even much of a Star Wars fan, but even I'll concede, it's quite possibly the most exciting 88 seconds I've experienced since prom night.
The Lane Mitchell, the Lane Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.